Thursday. Welcome to Thursday Thunder. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau, out here up by Truckee, Donner Pass, Truckee. Getting down towards Nevada, or in California. Just flew in from Washington. And it's crazy, but here you go. Ready for the topic of today? It's what happens when you don't create? This coming from the guy who wrote a book called Create. And this is really good for me because I am seeing now the immediate effects and the after effects of not creating. And I think I didn't see these so clearly until, as usually happens, right? You only see and experience these things when you do it yourself. And then, even more so, maybe when you don't do them. So you think, by the way, I'm a little scared, could be the word, of bears. There's been a lot of bear sightings. Sightings, forget sightings. These guys like digging through the garbage and ripping off your car door. So yeah, I'm a little, you know, just checking. We're not talking about bears. We're not talking about the beauty of the forest here. The landscape, I don't know if you can hear that whisper in the wind. Oh, just the wind going through the trees. It's just a city boy might say, oh, is there a freeway nearby? City boy that I am. I'm a country boy as well. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. Sorry for the wind. Not creating. I'm in the middle of our big U.S. trip this summer. And we've been to Seattle, and we're fishing trip on a lake in the middle of Washington, Lake Chelan, with my sister and my family and my closest family. And yet, I feel like, man, like what's missing? What's missing here? You know, so you get your meal, and you're like, it's good, but there's this one. What is that thing missing, right? It's like, I don't know, get your taco, and you miss the sour cream. You know, it's just, that's it. And it hit me yesterday, what's missing right now. And I would say in my life, because it is in my life, but hopefully this, you can relate to this in that maybe it's missing in yours as well. And that is creating. And so whether or not it's here, I mean, here we go. I've got my weekly, I call it my radio address sometimes, Repossible podcast and Thursday Thunder video address. And I'm doing this, it's weekly, but I'm thinking the weekly might be too infrequent now. Now, let me clarify. So as a guy who wrote a book called Every Single Day, and I wrote every single day, started with 30 days, then it went to 100, then it went to 365. I ended up doing, I think, 7 years plus. And I have the day I stopped, and it was the day my mother passed away last year, 2,808 days. And that was the day I said, you know what? I can do this now. I am in shape. I am in writing shape. I'm in creating shape. I do it all the time. I'm good at it. I'm in shape, and it's easy. Now, I wonder, this has been about a year now. I wonder if having not created on a daily basis, like on the formal daily basis of the end of the daily writing or creating. At the end, I was getting into more creating. Like video was good, audio was good, writing was good. It didn't matter. Just that something is coming out of me. Don't take that wrong. Words, ideas, thoughts, passions, plans, anything, right? And in the past 10 days that we've been here or so, I'm taking in a lot, right? We're doing all the traveling and the family and ceremony for my mom's passing. All of this stuff's coming in. And yet I'm not letting it out. And this is where I think the good stuff is. And this is where that transformation takes place, where that processing takes place. And I never thought of myself as a journaler, journaling. I don't know. I always had the sort of a connotation of journaling as, I don't know, the granny writing down her little notes or something. But I don't think that anymore. I think of journaling. Maybe that's what I was doing, except I was calling it writing. I mean, what's the difference? I was publishing every day, Taking a quick check on the bears. Well, bear check. How do you check for bears? Hey, bear. Hey, bear. But the daily processing of your thoughts, the daily getting it out of your system, that it's the process. You know, they talk a lot about how there's a process or a system, whereas there's a, you know, otherwise you could think of a goal. And this is the process is the goal. The practice is the perfect. And I realize it in myself that I have not been doing it and I miss it. And here I am today. I'm here. You know, I know I'm talking to you. I know this is on YouTube and podcast, and I'm projecting to an audience. But remember, also like journaling and like writing every day, it's mostly for you. You are processing. You are making that change. You are taking what you took in and putting it back out. And that process, how many times can I say process in 10 minutes? That process is where we learn, is where it creates the joy, dare I say. It creates the meaning. So I'm here to say to you, what happens when you do not create? And this is what happens. I'm on this fantastic trip, crazy, wonderful vacation, doing all kinds of amazing stuff. And yet, it's not sinking in as deeply. It's not landing, to use a word of my friends. And I think that comes better through creating. I could create a weekly event like now. Am I a scaredy cat or what? It's a weekly video address, the audio podcast, or it's got to be that regular event of putting it down. So maybe that's pen to paper. Maybe it's typing it out. Maybe it's audio. Maybe it's video. But I'm here today to say that I can say I miss it. And it's missing in my life. And that helps me make it deeper, make it better. Okay, I got to go. There's bears. I'm a total scaredy cat. Okay, hey, this has been Thursday Thunder. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I am here every week. So the daily, not doing the daily as much anymore, but I'm here every week, podcast, video. You can check it out at TT, Thursday Thunder, tt.repossible.com to sign up for the weekly in your email inbox to get some hopefully inspiring, motivating broadcast. And I'm doing it weekly because I need to create. I don't think it's just me either. I think we all need to create. Okay. Hope you have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye.